ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question which is very significant. A lot of people ask this question. The question is this: what are the characteristics and distinctions of a person who propagates religion and Islam? As you know, enjoining people to do good and forbidding them from evil is a Islamic duty. It's a religious duty which is incumbent on all people. It's not something which is specifically a duty and a responsibility of the ulama and the scholars per se. Rather, anybody and everybody should do this. Obviously, the people the religious scholars, it is more incumbent upon them to do it than others, but that doesn't necessarily absolve other people from this responsibility. And if you see somebody doing something wrong, it's necessary for you, if you have the ability to do so and under the circumstances, if the circumstances are opportune for this, you should prevent the person from doing so. If you see that somebody is forsaken virtue and goodness, it's necessary for you to encourage that person to do it and to perform it. So this is not something which is specifically a task of the religious scholars. You know, a Muslim cannot say that, well, it's not my duty to go and tell somebody to be good. And this, what's the point of that? You know, that's the job of the ulama. I don't have anything to do with that, right? So this is not something which is specifically for them. It's a duty for all of us to do. Nevertheless, like every duty, every task, every obligation, there are certain requirements that must be fulfilled in order for us to perform that task and to do it properly. The person who wants to, uphold the truth and to propagate the truth and, to call people towards religion, is necessary for him to have certain characteristics which have been mentioned in the Quran and the Hadith. In some of our previous sessions, we looked at a lot of these. Today, we're going to be looking at some more. One of the characteristics that have been mentioned for a person who propagates religion is kindness. Now, this is very significant. Today, unfortunately, we see, first of all, the person, a lot of people who propagate religion, their mindset from the get-go is that, they are better than, the other people. The people who aren't following religion, they're better than them. And, somehow those other people are deranged and sick, and they look at them as as being somehow mad or insane, and the their mannerisms with them are not very kind. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ease and do not cause hardship when propagating, and comfort and do not nauseate." Right? Obviously, the effect of kindness in the propagation of religion is something that no one can deny. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, "I have been commanded to be tolerant towards people as much as I have been commanded to deliver the message." So, and obviously the whole function of the Prophet was to deliver the message of God to the people. And he said, to the extent that I have been commanded to deliver this message from God, to the same extent and to the same degree have I been commanded to be kind and tolerant towards the people. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Do not overburden our followers," meaning the Shia, "and be kind to them, for people cannot endure what you can." He was addressing one of his companions when he said this. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the distinctions and the characteristics of the person who propagates religion in Islam in the light of the Quran and the Hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.